The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
This is one of those videos that's gone viral during all this. A utility worker with a pretty good voice was installing a gas line near a senior living center in Florida. And it was a woman's 94th birthday, so he decided he would sing to her. Here's how that played out. It's coming.
Yep.
No, wait, hold on.
When Albert Jones...
Happy birthday.
Pure Florida sunshine.
Huh?
When Albert Jones, installing a gas line near a Winter Garden senior's home, heard it was Barbara's 94th birthday, he poured out his heart.
What? Her whole face lit up as if her soul knew his soul.
Barbara's daughter, Sarah Cahill, has been troubled. She can't visit Mom up close in the pandemic. Happy Albert's gift bridged that gap.
Anytime I can use the grace of God to make somebody happy, that's what we're going to do.
Happy birthday!
He is an angel. He has a voice like an angel. He is our angel.
To you.
A serenade so beautiful. It must be heaven sent.
Thank you.
Kevin Tibbles, NBC News.
The grandma didn't say a word.
No, she
didn't hear any of it.
No, I don't think she did.
She didn't hear it.
I don't think she did.
She didn't. Why?
I don't.
There's a black man yelling at me.
Happy birthday to you.
The trash is around the corner.
Happy birthday to you.
I don't know.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Where's the phone at?
Happy birthday to
creepy black man here.
That's pretty good, Dave.
Dave's got some soulful voice there.
Yeah, he's got some soul.
That's it, Dave. It's time for you to put a vest on and go wander around to senior care facilities and sing to them.
And record it. Put it on your phone.
Dave, here, bring some birthday cheer.
Yeah.
Very
Dave,
good.
The birthday elf.
I don't. It's just odd because they talked to the daughter. Like the daughter was very impressed.
Oh, she was
by
happy.
It all.
Yeah,
she, but the mom,
she didn't flinch. She didn't move. There was no reaction.
I think they just put her outside.
Yeah,
for a photo op.
I think so too.
Yeah, they did.
She didn't hear. She didn't hear a note.
She's very confused.
She probably has cataracts. She probably didn't even see the guy. He was too far away.
They're saying it was a beautiful moment, but I want to watch it again just to watch the old lady.
Yeah.
To see
watch her
what,
get a,
yeah,
her reaction. If you can
see. There's
her.
None. Look, she's been wheeled out there. You can see she's in a wheelchair.
Of course.
So she's been wheeled out to the grass.
Why won't it play, though?
I don't know.
It's taking a hot minute here to load up. There we go. All right. Hold on. Let's get the
pure Florida sunshine.
Nothing.
When Albert Jones, installing a gas line near a Winter Garden senior's home,
it
was Barbara's
well.
94th birthday,
94.
He poured out his heart.
They bring her horses and everything.
Her whole face lit up as if her soul
I didn't
knew
see
his
this.
Soul.
I didn't see
Barbara's daughter, Sarah Cahill, has been troubled. She can't visit Mom up close in the pandemic.
Happy
Albert's gift bridged that gap.
Anytime I can use the grace of God to make somebody happy, that's what we're going to do.
Happy birthday!
He is an angel. He has a voice like an angel. He is our angel.
A serenade so beautiful.
She's just,
it must
she's
be
picking stuff up off
yeah,
the,
she,
she's not even paying attention, guys. It was so clear she was not even
no
paying
idea.
Attention. She had
That's
no
happening.
Idea what was going on.
Zero
no
idea.
Whatever she got out there.
Yep. She was like, oh, my OJ is a bit out of reach.
Trying to get a Metamucil in.
Yeah. No, nope. That was just for that daughter.
Absolutely. They made this really nice story out of something that old broad has no idea even happened.
They're like, don't worry. She's 35 feet away. She's never going to hear it. She won't even see it. Wheel her out there.
Oh, my God. We're all just all desperate for good news.
That's what it is. We're simulating good news now. That's what we're doing. We're simulating good news.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. This to me seems like nothing. I think it's one of those things the internet is blowing way out of proportion. Michael Bublé and his wife, Louisiana Lopilato.
His wife is named Louisiana?
Louisiana?
I don't know. Louisiana. Louisiana.
Maybe I got that wrong, Lisa.
I mean, you know, I'm going with it. I like it.
Louisiana. So, yeah, like.
Louisiana.
Louisiana.
I may have added a couple extra vowels in there.
Louisiana.
Louisiana Lopilato. They've been doing Instagram live videos every day, and one of their recent sessions caused a stir. In the clip, Michael greets his fans, but Louisiana talks to him, and she tries to deliver her own greeting, so he elbows her in the arm. She seems to give him a serious look, so he grabs her arm and yanks it. Then he pulls her close and puts his arm around her.
Yeah, get in line, bitch.
Hey,
a lot of people
treat Louisiana like that, Michael Bublé.
I do what the blue.
Let
the
me see this.
Boob.
So people are calling him an abusive husband right now.
Yeah, exactly.
So here's Let's the see video if he is. Here.
Hola, chicos. Hola, chicos. Hola, chicos. Yo soy Miguel Burabuja. And mi muy, muy.
Yep, look, that, look at the look of, I wish I was out of this.
Hola, chicos. Yo soy Miguel Burabuja. And mi.
I don't know. I wouldn't call him abusive. I think he did it and then realized he was on camera and was trying to, like.
I don't know.
Would it be surprising if Michael Bublé turned out to be an a-hole?
No.
Wouldn't be surprising to me.
Let me see it again.
Okay. All right, Lisa. Straight from the top.
Hola, chicos. Hola, chicos. Hola, chicos. Yo soy Miguel Burabuja. And mi muy, muy.
Yeah, he's. Probably likes to have rough sex, that's for sure.
What?
There's nothing wrong with that. I don't know how Lisa drew that conclusion.
I think they get wild in the bedroom. Look at them. I think they get wild.
Michael Bublé likes rough sex. You've just heard it here from the Lisa Way News Desk.
Sex analyst, Lisa Way.
Yeah.
He's a rough sex fanatic.
She watches. Let's just show her random clips and she can decide. Random
like
clips.
Rough sex
yeah, do they
not?
Like rough sex?
Can we get a Danny DeVito clip you can show her? I want to know what he's like in the sack.
It looks like he took control, you know? He was taking control. Get over here.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
But she didn't seem impressed.
No, he's probably an a-hole.
I think he's an a-hole. It wouldn't surprise me if Michael Bublé was an a-hole.
No, his name's Michael Bublé.
He's also a singer. Singers tend to want all the attention.
Yes.
You know, and she was, you know, talking.
I don't know
when
what she
he
said.
Was trying to do some crazy hola stuff.
Yeah, he probably practiced his little Spanish introduction. And she started to talk and interrupted him, and he was pissed.
I wonder what they said.
I don't know. It's in Spanish.
Right.
Hola, chicos. Hola, chicos.
She just said hi, right? Yeah.
I don't know. She's beautiful, though, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Someone texted saying, Michael Bublé's a dick.
Okay. There you go.
A girl I know went to his concert when we were seniors in high school. He made out with her. He was married to Louisiana at the time.
Oh. Okay.
Of course.
Okay. It's just, I mean, it's just.
Confirmed.
Yeah.
Confirmed. There we go. 100% confirmed.
Was he rough?
He likes rough sex.
Yeah, was
and
he
he's
rough
an
when he made out with her?
Was he biting her lip and stuff when they're making out?
Nothing wrong with that.
Some guys who like rough sex are a-holes, so that kind of goes hand in
hand. Yeah.
Most
times.
You're
right.
Most times we are.
We are.
We are. Check the freak. 2020.
He likes a very rough.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Dave and Chuck the Freak's Pervert of the Day.
A brazen bus driver has been fired after he was filmed jerking it with people on the bus.
Like, they were, he was doing it with them, or?
No, he was driving them.
While
they were passengers.
He was driving the bus?
He was driving the bus, Lise, and jerking it.
Wow.
The driver of the bus stands go up and down. The driver of the bus stands go up and down all through the town.
So true. They did. All those bus drivers are being videotaped at all times.
Yeah.
Well, this better is for them, huh?
Lucerne, Switzerland. I'm not sure if they knew that.
Okay,
there.
Maybe different.
Could Switzerland. Be different.
There's a little.
Oh no, he was recorded.
Screen. Well, that's the woman on the bus who did it. The passenger got this footage.
Jesus.
We put a link to this at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com so you can see this guy. This guy decided to pleasure himself during the trip, and one woman filmed it. She sent the footage to the bus company.
Jesus.
Verkehr Strebe Lucerne.
Yes. Yeah, that's him?
No, that's the company.
Oh, the
company. The bus company.
Okay.
Quick, I just got to jump on a Verkehr Strebe Lucerne and get to work.
Yeah, like that's our their Greyhound.
Yeah, exactly. Verkehr Strebe Lucerne.
Yeah.
And they immediately fired the guy.
Yeah.
This picture, which was printed in local media, shows the guy with his hand between his legs, taken from a reflection in the rearview mirror inside the bus that allows the driver to see the passengers. They believe the driver thought that he was separated enough and no one could see him because they put up new barriers to offer coronavirus protection. Wow. But he was wrong. They saw him in the rearview mirror.
Do you think someone said something, or do you think they let him just go all the way?
It sounds like they only, like, no one confronted him that day.
Yeah.
They just called Verkehr Strebe Lucerne.
Yeah.
And reported it after it happened.
They didn't get his face on there?
They maybe edited it out for this. You know, they don't want to probably identify him in the.
Why? That picture is just what the media had put out. From what I read in the article, the woman has a full video of him doing it.
Oh.
So I imagine you probably see his face and stuff. Like, if you're riding on a bus and you're looking at the bus driver in that mirror, you can usually always see the bus driver's face.
Yeah.
Because the bus driver can usually look back and see everybody on the bus. So I have a feeling his face is out there, but the media's just not putting it out.
Yeah. And I have to imagine that he's fully on video on the bus.
Probably.
Like the bus cam.
Yeah, if they have bus cams in Switzerland. Yeah. I don't know if they do.
Do you think this is his first time?
No.
I don't know, but maybe before he thought. Because the other thing is, passengers are only allowed to exit from the rear of the bus. So no one's getting out the door by him. And he thought the new coronavirus barrier prevented people from seeing him. So maybe he's just become bold.
I mean, at the same time, you're a bus driver, and I would be like, I'm just surrounded by corona. I might as well get one in.
I think part of this behavior is like they want people to see them do it. That's part of the thrill.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the way he blows off some steam. He's got all that coronavirus stress. He's like, you know what? This is a real stressful day. I got this guy coughing behind me. You know, time to jerk it.
I wouldn't want to be in the throes of it. With a giant
driving
in charge of a giant bus.
No, it's not
more,
at all.
More thrilling.
Although, Chuck, you are convinced you are a multitasker behind the wheel.
Yeah, but
could you drive a bus and jerk off?
Well, I could easily, but it's all about when it gets to the end point, what kind of
reaction
you would have. Though I think that if you just do it yourself, it's not as great, so. You probably could handle it.
Jesus. Chuck the Freak jerk off reviews.
I mean, like, if it was someone doing stuff to the guy, it'd be more different. Distracting.
Yeah.
Than him himself.
Yeah.
Well, a spokesperson for Verkehr Strebe Lucerne says that we are aware of this incident. The video was leaked to us without censorship. We strongly condemn it and apologize to all those affected. They said they had immediately opened disciplinary proceedings and they fired that bus driver the same day. Swiss police also confirmed they were investigating because they believe this guy also broke some road traffic laws.
Right, so he's just running red lights.
Yeah, they say the driver needs to be paying attention to the road and to other traffic when driving a vehicle. He obviously was not. And he could face as well sexual harassment charges. If other passengers complain that they were bothered by what he did.
Yeah, they have to say they're bothered there.
They were bothered.
Yeah, I would be bothered. I would say something. I wouldn't let them just...
Right, if you caught that on video, you wouldn't just save it on your phone and send it. You'd say it right then and there.
Yeah, like...
It's like, stop!
Take what your would hands you say? Off your thing there.
What thing? What are you talking about, lady?
You know, that thing.
Get to the back of the bus, lady!
Get your hands off the thing that you're holding.
You know, that thing.
Drop it!
Pervert. Freak. Pull yeah. over. Let me off this bus.
Sorry, ma'am. I can only stop at official stops. We can't just stop randomly. Sit down. You're causing a disruption.
I also feel like, is this like a local bus, or is this like a Greyhound bus where people got on a city at a city and you're stuck on the bus for...
Probably there's no place to, no city, not a lot of... Dave, you were there, right? Is there a lot going on?
No, it's not that big of a city. Right? So I would think it's like their local buses.
It's like a
buses.
Tour. It's like a tour bus.
A tour Could bus?
Be. I don't know if it is. It says it operates 92 buses and 74 trams in Lucerne.
Oh, okay. So it's a city bus. City bus.
Let me off.
I never, honestly, it's Ding. A place I wouldn't Ding. Expect. I mean, I'm sure this stuff happens all over the world. But it's such a, like, they were such nice, friendly people. They talk about how the crime rate is so low.
Mm, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, they're all getting after it. Yeah, they're all jerking secret it while freaks. They drive.
Secret freaks.
Secret freaks. All the making secret cheese all day.
Yeah, yeah.
Swiss freaks. But Lisa, even in, like, the midst of a horrible situation like this, Lisa won't even say penis.
Not in that way. Put your thing. Not in that way.
Put your thing away.
Put
I see
it away.
Your thing.
I get it, though. I don't understand why people didn't say something. You can see it. See it,
it's
say
It's good
something.
That you got a she got a video, but I don't know.
So that video's out there somewhere.
Yeah, but it seems like she only shared it. Because I tried to find it this morning. It seems like she only shared it with the bus company.
That's very nice of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, they're so nice there, right? They're
she
was like, oh,
media.
I'm not going to put it on live leak for everyone to see. I'll just send it to the bus company.
Yeah, because the bus company is the one that released the pixelated image.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but if you want to see what was released, it's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Another kind of pervert, I guess, making news. This guy in New Jersey, a New Jersey man broke into a funeral home the other night, stripped naked.
What did he do?
We all know what he did.
No.
All they know is that he left a cold beer in a casket.
Was there a body?
You know what
they
he did,
say that he stripped naked inside the funeral home, left his clothing on the floor of the morgue, rifled through some things. They don't know if he took anything. They found a cold bottle of beer inside one of the caskets. They've charged this guy, Ethan Palazzo, with burglary, criminal trespass, and criminal mischief. He smelt of booze. He told police he didn't have a reason to break in. Then said he just wanted to speak with his girlfriend.
She worked there?
I don't know. They don't say
Or that. Was she dead?
No.
Oh, no. No, Chuck.
Was she dead?
Oh, God.
He climbed in the casket, got drunk, and then tried to connect with his girlfriend.
No, no.
Yeah. Had a real connection.
Real passionate love.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Inside that casket.
Can I tell you a place I wouldn't break into?
A funeral home.
Yeah.
Like even when the pandemic changes everything and we're marauding, that'd be a place I passed on. What am I going to get from there?
They probably got some great chemicals you can use to make weapons or other things, so... Never say never.
I'll let the other marauders get those.
Yeah, we'll let the nerdy marauders go and steal the chemicals, and we'll steal it from them.
Yeah, I don't know why you would break in. And you're right, it's the last place I'd ever consider. I would assume if you looked it up online, funeral home break-ins are incredibly low. Because really, what could you take from there anyway, if you were looking to steal
Just
stuff?
Like, right. It would be if like somebody was, there was a funeral ready to happen and they had jewels.
That's it.
That's about it.
And that's like, what's your chances? You know, you're rolling the dice on that. Generally, it's just a bunch of naked dead bodies in the basement waiting to get dressed.
But why? The only thing that makes me think creepy is that his clothes, he took off his clothes in the morgue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but right? I think they'd be able to tell if he did stuff to the dead.
Probably.
You're they'd right. find his stuff.
Yeah, if he stuffed.
Yeah. You don't start that and not stuff.
I guess.
You're there. You're doing it already.
In his car, they found a can of Natty Ice, too, open in the center console.
Of course.
Oh, man. Huh?
The 30-year-old guy was free late yesterday on $40,000 bail someone posted for him. A preliminary hearing is set for Monday.
Man, oh, man.
So he was going through chemicals in the morgue, I'm reading.
How was that?
Maybe he's looking for, like, can you get high off of something?
Marauder chemicals, ugh.
I don't know.
Like embalming chemicals? Like that's...
Well, isn't, like, formaldehyde is really dangerous, isn't it?
I'm not sure. Chemistry was never my forte.
I don't even know if they still use that stuff or if they have different things now.
Well, he was wasted, so he thought that was a good idea. Like, once again, you wake up in jail and you're like, what? $40,000 bond? What did I do?
Yeah, you broke into a morgue. Basically,
people
took
are
your clothes off.
You can't get high from formaldehyde.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So
I wonder if he was getting high from that and then
got nude.
And then got nude.
And then took a nap in a casket.
Yeah.
With a natty light.
With a natty to...
You know those natty lights are tall boys, too.
Not
a little can. That's not a 12-ounce can. That's a tall boy.
Yeah.
Getting a lot of bang for your buck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked up. I couldn't find pictures of this guy either. They mustn't have released. This was yesterday. They mustn't have released his mugshot yet.
Oh, it was an Old Forge.
Old Forge, New Jersey. Yeah.
It's like a pizza capital of America.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
At least they say so.
Well, you declare it yourself.
They have like,
I'm sure they have pretty good pizza.
They have good,
they have Italians, right?
They make a certain style of pizza. They make a different style. They make almost like a Detroit style pizza where they have they make their pizza in like a metal tin. Like,
how do you know so much
like
about
a baking
this?
Sheet? Yeah, because, the guy from Barstool went there.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was one of the places.
And he couldn't believe it. Like,
how was it really, really good?
It not really, like, good, but not really, really good.
Ah.
But good. And there was tons of them, and all of them were good. But they make a different style of pizza than, I think, what you would like.
I love when the conversation turns from funeral homes to pizza.
Well, yeah, it can happen. Thank God I saw Old Forge.
It's a good switch. I really like it.
Yeah. Yeah. New Haven is the place to go.
When I was younger, growing up in Chicago, we used to dip joints in formaldehyde and call them happy sticks.
I knew it was like formaldehyde had some stuff.
And cigarettes? Didn't they once dip cigarettes in formaldehyde too? Then why is that ringing a bell?
Is that how you guys got high?
Not me.
Not me.
No, not us.
Come on. I would never do that.
We don't know. We're trying to Google all this stuff. We don't know what we're talking about.
No, come on. We don't know formaldehyde. We don't know how to smoke it. I'm not sure. I once heard that. Maybe it was just a rumor.
Hmm.
But yeah, so be a weird, like a lot of the funeral directors live at the funeral homes.
Yeah.
It'd be very odd to come down and see a nude man walking around your funeral home.
Yeah, the funeral home director came out.
Oh, you would assume it was like a body that came back to life, right?
No, I would assume that. I guess if he was nude.
If he's nude, he's got no clothes on.
And I do think that there's a lot of bodies that are buried with Natty Light.
Huh?
I do, like, you know, some guy dies young, big NASCAR fan.
And they bury him with a Natty Light?
You know, like the guys are saying their final goodbyes and they're putting Natty Light cans in there. You know it. You know it.
I'm sure it probably happens. I've never seen it, but
yeah,
it wouldn't shock me.
You know it.
I went to a funeral once. The lady was she's being buried with chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Just like chocolate.
That's
a
Lisa.
Lot.
Lisa will have a slice of pizza, some chocolate, some cheese. Bottle of gin.
All that's of it. I mean, like, I've been to several where there's been booze put in.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have never seen that in my life, Chuck. I've never seen anyone buried with booze.
Oh,
I've never seen anyone buried with anything.
Never seen an Urquhart die.
Piece of jewelry. I've never seen an Urquhart die. Thankfully not.
Jesus.
Yeah.
They love their booze,
oh,
huh?
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised. I'm Irish. You'd think I would definitely have seen that at some funerals I've been to, but I haven't.
Don't they drink a lot at the Irish funerals?
They do. They're not going to waste it. Maybe they won't waste it. Because that's one of the things, you know, they put in like a big bottle for somebody, and it's like.
Yeah.
Maybe at the Irish ones, they're like, don't do that.
No, we'll drink that. Are you kidding me?
At least.
Oh, my gosh, don't waste it with him.
Yeah.
No, I've never seen any booze in someone's casket.
Oh, my God.
Someone did text in saying, though, their grandma is buried with three beers.
Three beers?
Yeah, I think it's just.
That's funny.
It happens all the time.
My sister's friend put a joint in her coffin.
Yeah, like my grandpa was buried with all of his Tiger stuff.
Oh.
And like his little transistor radio.
Sentimental, like they're what stuff they were really passionate about.
Yeah.
I guess you're an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I think you nailed it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of this. I buried my brother with a joint in his jacket pocket just this past June. Hmm. And there's another one. All my family members have beer and liquor in their caskets with them. They put a weed pipe in my brother's casket at his wake, someone else said. Buried my father-in-law in the motorcycle riding gear that he loved and a flask of Jack Daniels in his vest pocket.
Yeah.
There you go.
I just think it's a normal thing. And I think a lot of times it's done and like the whole family doesn't know that it was done.
Mm.
But like say like the brother that is like, he was my best friend. That's, you know, we were the closest brothers. They'll do something, you know, and like maybe not everybody knows.
Someone said we snuck a slice of pizza into my cousin's coffin before they closed it. Someone else said we buried my grandmother with a glass Coke bottle. She loved her Coca-Cola in a glass bottle.
See?
And then someone else said, my grandpa's ashes are actually in a Bud Light can. Well, that's different.
Oh, that's
he wasn't
different.
Buried with a Bud. He was buried inside a Bud
Light. Wow. Wow. Hey, Chuck, you pass me that brewski over there?
Don't drink that one. Don't drink it. Oh, that's my grandpa.
There's dust in this beer can.
No, that's my grandpa.
This is your grandpa.
Yeah.
I had your grandpa in my mouth.
You did the second time.
Your grandpa was in
my mouth. Oh, was in my mouth.
You got me.
Don't try to tell anybody about the grandpa.
Anonymous is with us here on the Dave and Chuck Lines on a regular line.
Yes.
Good morning, Anonymous. How are you?
I'm doing well. First time caller. I love the show, guys. Love what you do. Very happy listener.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You so
thank
much.
You.
So have you seen someone buried with something?
Yeah, so I actually work at a funeral home. I'm a funeral apprentice. And so this one family, they requested that they put a hot dog in the casket. And so we put a hot dog in the casket, and the person is buried with a hot dog.
That's different.
So cooked or uncooked, like a particular brand,
kind of
or it didn't matter?
Fully cooked, and it had a little mustard on it.
That's it.
That's how we liked it. Yeah. You got to do it how they like it.
Yeah, you have to.
You got the first meal ready in the afterlife.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Too funny, dude. Thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a ton of this. This is crazy. Someone said my buddy died at 27, so we buried him with 27 pounds of weed.
What a waste of all that weed.
You can't tell anyone that.
No, you can never tell him.
What was your friend's name? Did he text him?
No, they don't have any more details, James.
I'm sure it's not in the best shape.
Someone's going grave, Robin.
I'm sure it's not in the best shape now.
Let me get my shovel.
Jesus.
That's a lot of pounds.
That's a lot of pounds. Hell of a harvest.
Yeah, it is.
Holy hell.
Harvest is in, boys. Come on over.
Yep. It smells a little skanky.
Why does the weed smell like dead bodies?
Because
it is dank. It's the dankiest dank you've ever smoked.
Dead there's man's another one weeds. Too. My friend is buried with a quarter bag of marijuana in his casket as well.
Yeah, that seems to be the most common thing. Either booze or weed, it seems like, is the.
Yeah. I think you're seeing a lot more weed now, but back in the day, it was like booze, 100% booze. I think my grandpa's buried with booze. My uncle's buried with booze.
Oh, wow. Listen to this one. My uncle says when he dies, he wants his family to snort a line of him.
Oh,
no, don't
man.
Do that.
Would you
that
snort
that?
A line?
Someone
of your
famously
relative?
Did that. I thought someone famously
did that. They
did that
on 6 Feet Under, that TV show that I love that I always talk about.
Did they?
Yeah.
I thought there was like a famous person that did that to his dad.
Wow.
I love my family,
but I wouldn't snort them.
No.
I got to find out who that is now. Someone snorted their dad.
Someone snorted their dad?
I kind of know what you're talking about, too, but I don't remember who it is.
Keith Richards
snorted his dad. Well, God, there's a million things been up his nose.
Snorted his father's ashes mixed with cocaine.
You got to mix it with some cocaine.
Yeah, you gotta cut it with some.
I know somebody that wants to be eaten in a brownie once he goes and gets cremated. He wants his ashes to go in a batch of brownies and people to eat them.
Jesus.
I will not be participating in that.
No, I'm going to say no to a brownie. Yeah.
Oh, that's how you get ghosts.
I would tell him, I would be like, sure, man, of course I'll eat you in a brownie.
I eat that whole tray of brownies just
once
for you.
You die, it doesn't matter what
one
I
way
eat.
To ruin a brownie is put human ashes in it. That's gross.
Sarah's with us in Boston. Hi, Sarah. Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? What happened?
I'm good. My grandfather died a year ago yesterday, and Milky Way bars were his favorite candy, so I was on my way to the wake, and I needed a snack, and I grabbed one, and we slipped it in his coat pocket, and he got buried with it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's a nice little PG treat, a Milky Way bar. It's not, you know, weed or whiskey.
I often think about, you know, like archaeologists. So right now, we're digging up people that are in Egypt. And we're looking at the stuff that they were buried with to figure them out.
Yeah.
You know? And if humans happen to live for another couple thousand years, there's going to become a point where cities are forgotten and then dug up. And they're going to be like...
They had hot dogs and weed and booze.
The things that they're going to think that we held in such high regard because we were... Well, they had to have loved these things. Like, they had to be the most important things.
Well, they'll think we're morons, right?
Yes.
Well,
they're right. Anonymous, you snorted someone?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us what happened.
Lifelong friend of mine, we had a hell of a time together growing up. We used to party all the time. He died. We put a quarter ounce of Colombian Bam Bam in his suit pocket before they cremated him.
I don't know what that is.
And
I think I do.
Is it cocaine?
It sure is.
Yeah,
it's from Colombia. They believe that
Colombia was the clue for me. Yeah.
And then when we got the ashes back, me and about five of my buddies sat around, cut them out, and sniffed them.
Yeah. Yep. The Keith Richards style, right there.
I'm not snorting any of you guys.
Sorry.
I love you all, but I'm not snorting you.
I don't want you to, you know?
Nope.
I don't want you to eat me. I don't want you to snort me.
No. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Someone said, when I die, I want my skin peeled off my body and my tattoos to be preserved and displayed.
Oh, they have that. They offer that service.
They do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It seems like that would be incredibly expensive.
I think it was. We talked about it years ago.
Yeah, it was years ago
we talked about that. A really long time ago, and they were doing that. I think it was pretty pricey.
What'd you think of that, James?
I mean, I don't know. I think it's weird. It'd be awesome because I think my tattoos, I think it's amazing artwork. I love it, but I don't know if anybody else would have that same appreciation for it. And to be honest, when I'm gone, I really don't want to burden. I don't want to burden anybody to have to spend a bunch of cash just to skin me and preserve my tattoos.
Yeah.
You know?
Just take a picture of it or something.
It would have to be something that you have done and paid for yourself already. Like, you've decided.
Yeah, if I was like, here's what I would like to happen to me once I pass. But I feel like things don't really get passed down the family line anymore.
Right.
So you're going to spend all this money, and then some distant relative or family member is going to have some skin from a dead ancestor just... framed.
Next thing you know, it's on eBay.
You'll be in one of those freak shops, right? Like, that's what happens.
Yeah. So then I got some hipster guy with goggles, looking at my tattoos, like, I wonder how many thousands of dollars I can scam somebody for these sweet skin preserves.
Yeah. Because I think that's how they do it. They peel the skin and then they put it in like a frame. Like, so they flatten it down and then it's.
I think it's an interesting concept. I just don't know that it's like practical and it's just
necessary.
Not for me, I guess. Yeah. You know,
it's weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one more call here, Joseph. Hey, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
Nothing. I was just going to call in. A friend of mine, when his mother passed away, she was buried with a pack of Marlboro Reds and a can of Pepsi. That was her favorite thing to do in the morning. So.
Yep.
Wow.
She just roll out of bed, grab her Marlboro Reds and her Pepsi.
Yep. That's it.
It's like classy lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like, we're going to dig people up and we're going to see eventually, like, the things that meant
so dear
the most, you know.
Another one said a friend of mine was buried with a loaded .45 in his hand, just in case he didn't like his neighbor.
See?
Hey, hey.
Yep.
Craziness.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Not surprisingly, a lot of people are missing sports. And according to a new survey, some are really desperate to get them back. They asked 1,000 sports fans across America how they're reacting to this. They are not doing well.
No, not at all.
No. No.
20% say they'd give up alcohol for a year if that meant sports could resume.
And I'm sure a lot of the sports people that are responding like to drink a lot.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely. So that'd be a big sacrifice.
Yes.
6% would give up sex for a year to get sports back. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that 6% probably doesn't get a lot of sex to begin with.
Yeah. Or probably. They're just stuck in a terrible marriage.
It's pretty low percent, though.
Yeah. Six is not much.
No,
it's not. 4.7% would take a 10% pay cut for a year.
You might have to do that anyway.
You might.
Yep.
But it's even more shocking that 5% would be willing to take their chances and contract the coronavirus if it meant sports could resume. So people are going to roll the dice with coronavirus just to get sports back.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, if you're young, if you're younger and you're in great shape, you're just hoping, you know, I can't even talk to my dad really anymore.
Why?
Well, every time I call him, he should probably be on the White House staff of how to bring sports back.
The Breister. I think should be added to the White House.
I think that he has spent this whole amount of time thinking about how to get sports back.
That's it. That's all he
thinks
about.
Every time I call him, like, I'll call my mom and we'll talk genealogy stuff and we'll talk other things and how they're doing, blah, blah, blah. And then I'll hear, is that Charlie? Give me the phone. Charlie. I was thinking probably in June or July, we could get the boys back playing baseball again.
That's all he thinks about.
I'm telling you, it's the only thing he thinks about. Aww. And I'm like, Dad, like, there's no way any of these kids, any of our kids are going to have a baseball season. Everything's already been canceled. Huge tournaments have been canceled. Everything. It's not happy, boy. I've been crunching the numbers and, I was looking at data from China, and I'm telling you.
It'd be great if he was on a panel, and he we could see him at a press conference. Man.
Oh, my God.
He would fight somebody.
The Breister takes the podium.
He would fight somebody.
Breister, we think we should probably cancel the entire season now of all sports.
No, come here. Tell me closer.
Yeah, no, we should cancel everything. Don't you believe
me? Why don't you come right up here, fake news? Come on.
Okay, are you having trouble hearing me? We should cancel
everything.
Yeah,
I have a harder hearing.
Okay. Did you hear me? Cancel everything. What?
Yeah. No, you'd be out in one shot.
Oh, yeah. The ratings would be really good.
Oh. If the Breister was fighting people at press conferences.
Oh, my God. But the thing about the Breister is he might fight any. He'd fight the president. He'd fight. He doesn't care who he fights, guys. He doesn't care who he fights.
Oh, my God.
He'd fight anybody.
Just to get the look.
You don't know what would happen. So yeah, it's tougher. It's tougher and tougher because I feel like I'm breaking his heart.
Aww.
Like in a way. No, I am by like.
Oh, by telling him it won't happen.
So I won't. Like I'm like, yeah, Dad. You know, maybe July will.
Hope.
Maybe July will kick into a season in the middle of summer, which is never going to happen.
Yeah, but maybe that's the best thing to do. Give him something, right? Don't steal all of his hope and joy.
I know.
Even though you know in your heart it's probably not going to happen, just, you know, don't give him the real news.
I'll tell you what, though. Like, Bryster's not alone. Because, I mean, I think half the dads that are on this team, they all think it's going to happen still. They're all booking hotel rooms and doing...
Oh, they are.
Yeah, I mean, wow. I guess you have to just in case. But, I mean... Even though I would book a hotel room, I know it's not gonna, we're not going
right
to that tournament. Come on, give me a break. You know?
But that's all your dad looks forward to. And
it's
golf.
It. And he can't golf.
Maybe he'll be able to golf.
He can.
Yeah, he'll definitely
soon,
be able to golf.
Like, eventually.
Not right now.
Yeah.
That's one thing for sure right. That'll come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll keep him busy.
Because you don't have to have a lot of contact to golf.
Right.
You can definitely social distance and golf.
Yeah.
Be fine.
Yeah.
What are sports fans doing to fill the void right now? That's another thing they asked. 72% are watching more TV and movies. 53% are listening to more music. 51% are spending more time with their families. Obviously, you could answer more than once here. 48% are reading more. 47% are spending more time on social media.
I was just going to say all the Bryster's doing is watching Westerns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At least there's horses in that.
Yeah.
Are they racing?
Yeah, I don't know. Just John Wayne. And...
Video games, exercising, having sex, and watching porn rounded out the rest of the stuff they're doing.
Mm. Bryster wishes he was doing any of that.
The loss of the NBA was the most upsetting to these people. 33% missed the NBA the most. Which is, I don't know,
really?
that shocked me.
That is shocking because I feel like almost no one likes the NBA.
But I feel like it would have been the NFL if it was football season right now.
Yes,
I agree. Like number one would be football.
They know not football season hasn't even started yet, so they're not missing anything anyway.
Like it'll be crazy if this keeps going down the line and then all of a sudden they're like, we can't play football. Like that, people are going to
riot in the streets.
I know. Well, that's why I think, you know, Pence was out there yesterday. Serious. Listen, yeah. Pence was out there going like, hey, I think we can still play college football. Calm down. Mm-hmm. Calm down. I think we can probably still do it.
There will be a lot of mentally disturbed people, like just crushed.
Oh my God,
they don't have college football or pro football.
Absolutely.
Oh.
So it was the NBA that people missed the most, followed by men's college basketball and Major League Baseball. I think just because of the time of year it is, right?
Yeah.
Now, right?
Yeah.
That's what people are missing the most.
Well, they missed
what are they missing
March
the
Madness.
Least? They missed the least women's college basketball, the PGA Tour, and Major League Soccer. They're not really missing that.
Yeah.
Right.
Folks in Southwest Florida say you send your dad there now. He can golf all he wants.
Well, yeah. I'm going to keep him alive,
fly.
Though. Yeah, what I'm going to do is keep him alive. I'm going to keep my dad alive.
You know, he's going to stay home.
Sorry, Floridians. I'm going to keep him alive.
They're just bragging that they can golf.
You go ahead and golf.
Yeah. But, they're missing it, and the Bryster is definitely among them.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.